Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, the Mexican economy announces foreign investment of 36,153 MDD in 3 years, and we'll discuss the resilience of the Mexican economy and traditional economic forecasts. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with some promising economic news out of Mexico. The country is seeing a surge in foreign investment, with over $36 billion expected to enter in the next few years, according to the Ministry of Economy. For more on this, we turn to our economics correspondent, Celeste. What can you tell us about these investment figures?
The numbers are quite impressive, David. In just the first 4 months of this year, 93 private sector investment projects were announced, totaling over $36 billion. This capital is expected to flow into Mexico over the next 2 to 3 years. Importantly, these investments are projected to create nearly 48,000 new direct jobs, providing a significant boost to employment.
And which sectors are attracting the most investment?
The manufacturing sector is the big winner here, with 54% of the announced investments going towards manufacturing projects. Within manufacturing, the beverage industry leads the pack at 53% of investments, followed by auto parts at 18%, iron and steel and automobiles each at 10%, and electronic components at 2%. In fact, the automotive industry alone accounts for 48% of the expected job creation, or about 23,000 new positions.
How are these investments distributed geographically within Mexico?
Interestingly, over three-quarters of the announced investment, 76% to be exact, is concentrated in just 15 Mexican states. Those 15 states are expected to gain 46,000 of the nearly 48,000 total new jobs projected. So while the investments are significant, they are quite concentrated in certain regions of the country.
And where are these investments coming from internationally? Which countries are the biggest sources?
The United States leads the pack, accounting for 54% of the foreign investment, followed by Germany at 15% and Argentina at 12%. Notably, 90% of the total investment is coming from eight of the top 10 countries that had foreign direct investment in Mexico at the end of last year. This suggests a continued confidence from Mexico's key international investment partners.
Any final thoughts on what these investment figures mean for Mexico's economic trajectory?
Overall, this is a very positive sign for Mexico's economy. The scale of investment, the tens of thousands of jobs it will create, and the vote of confidence it represents from major foreign investors all bode well. However, it will be important to watch how these investments are managed and distributed to ensure the benefits are felt widely across the country. If handled well, this could provide a significant boost to Mexico's post-pandemic economic recovery.
Thanks for that insightful analysis, Celeste. Certainly a lot to watch in Mexico's economic landscape in the coming years. Speaking of which, economic projections for Mexico have been constantly revised downward over the last 2 years, with the IMF now forecasting just 2.4% growth in 2024 and the World Bank an even lower 2.3%. Yet recent data from INEGI shows the Mexican economy gaining momentum, with the IJE registering robust 4.4% annual growth in real terms. What's behind these persistently imprecise economic forecasts? Here with more insight is our Simply Economics correspondent. So why do you think the projections keep missing the mark?
There are a few key factors at play. First, we've seen structural changes in the Mexican economy since 2018, with significant increases in minimum wages translating into sustained growth in purchasing power. Combined with historically low unemployment, this has turned private consumption into a major engine of economic growth. Major investments by companies like Walmart and Mercado Libre are a clear sign of the recovery in consumption.
What about changes in the global economy since the pandemic? How are those impacting the picture?
Absolutely. The reconfiguration of global supply chains since the COVID crisis has presented major challenges and altered the dynamics that economic forecasters rely on. For Mexico specifically, the country is receiving very significant investment flows associated with nearshoring, which are notably increasing productive capacity. We can see this in the surprising growth in private gross mixed and investment in machinery and equipment.
Let's talk about the external sector. Exports have been less dynamic recently, but that doesn't tell the whole story, right?
Exactly. When you break down the data, what clearly emerges is the robustness of the automotive and auto parts sector. Mexico is positioning itself as the main supplier to the U.S., and fluctuations in exports are playing an increasingly significant role as this sector expands in the context of the global transition to electric and hybrid vehicles. Adding to the complicated forecasting picture, there are now signs of recovery in U.S. manufacturing that are being reflected in Mexico's PMI data as well.
How much of an impact is nearshoring investment having on Mexico's economy? What are you seeing at the Nearshoring Observatory?
The evidence from the Nearshoring Observatory is irrefutable. The increase in private sector gross fixed capital formation is clearly being driven by nearshoring investments. Last summer, only 9% of announced nearshoring investment had materialized, but today that figure has jumped to 36% and rising. Both new announcements and plant inaugurations are trending upwards. There's no question nearshoring is having a decisive impact.
It sounds like forecasters need to reevaluate their approach given all the complex factors and structural changes at play in Mexico's economy. Thanks for helping us make sense of the situation. And with those insights, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.